This is Jim Rockus, and I'm talking to Princeton Tiger basketball coach Pete Carrill. This year, Carrill guided the Tigers to a 19-7 record. Their 11-3 Ivy mark was good enough to win the league title. Coach, it's always a pleasure to have you on WPRB.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Coach, the last time Princeton got an NCAA tournament bid was in 1984. How does this year's Tiger squad compare to 84's?
Well, it's hard to say. The 1984 team had perhaps a lot more size. We had, at that time, Howie Levy was 6'11", and we had Moon Mullins was about 6'6", and Billy Ryan, we're a little tougher, a little taller at the guard position, but, you know, I don't know that it does any good to compare, you know, the relative strengths of one team that from another. It's better to say that, you know, that you're in. That's the main thing, is to get in there and play.
How does Bob Scrabus compare to Mullen?
But Moon was a lot faster and a heck of a lot more creative than Bobby. But Bobby's a better shooter and perhaps tougher mentally. But, you know, even there, when you compare two good guys, one good guy with another good guy, that's awful hard because, you know, they're both good. And it's easy to compare a good guy with a bad guy.
Coach, even though Princeton is a heavy underdog against Georgetown, the odds makers obviously give the Tigers some chance of winning. What has to happen for you to win? For example, will Princeton have to shoot 75% from 3-point?
Well, we have to shoot like crazy, like gangbusters, which goes against their shot chart because nobody shoots above 40% against them. That's one. Two, they have to miss, right? Three, we have to cut down on the number of second shots that they get on their misses because they're an awful imposing rebounding team. Everybody goes after the ball. And then three, four, we just have to handle their full court pressure.
Yeah, Coach, I was going to talk about the press. Have you put anything in this week?
Yeah, we're trying to do some new things to come up with something to handle the press. There are limitations of what we can do at the press because we seem to have some trouble with that this year.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it's divided into three parts. One is to get it in, the second is to get it up, and the third is to get it down and score. One of those things seems to be a little bit messed up all during the year.
Mm-hmm. Coach, what a lot of people don't realize is that John Thompson, the son of the Georgetown coach, played for you at Princeton. Obviously, Coach Thompson will ask his son about the Tigers. Mm-hmm. How much will young John tell him?
Oh, I don't know. John's like in an awkward position. But I don't think that John Thompson has to tell the father anything, frankly, because the father, knowing him, I would say has 6 or 7 tapes of all the teams he played this year. He's very thorough in his preparation and doesn't take anything for granted. And so they'll probably have a tape of our Rutgers game, a tape of our Fordham game, a tape of our Iona game, a tape of our Muhlenberg game, a tape of our Lehigh game. They're very, very meticulous that way. So they'll be looking over those darn tapes, and I don't think that John has to tell them too much.
Well, Coach Thompson,
I know that John will, the way John is looking at this, I would think, is that he's rooting for Georgetown, but at the same time he wants us to play well, which is a natural reaction.
Mm-hmm. Will Coach Thompson ask his son? You know, he'll see the tapes and he'll see what you have done. Will he ask his son what you are likely to do against him?
Yeah, well, I don't think he'll ask him that either because I think he'll know. You know what I mean? And I don't think, you know, he has a good idea what we can do. We got no problem.
Coach, this is your 7th appearance with the Tigers in the tourney. Is this one as sweet as the last six?
Yep, I think just, you know, every time you win one of these things and every time you go to the NCAA, it's a thrill. I don't think it's something that you could ever get tired of doing.
Is there any?
If you ever get tired of doing it, you better give up on coaching.
Yeah. Is there any difference between this and the last six?
What's that?
Is there any difference between this one and the last?
No. Just happiness. You're happy. That's all. So you can say it's a very simple response, but it's accurate. You're just happy to do it.
Finally, one last question. You once said about senior captain and Ivy League MVP Bob Scrabus that when you die, you know that at least one person will come to your funeral. How does Scrabus compare to some of the other players in the past?
Well, think about Bobby Scrabus. He ranks in there with all the hard workers I've ever had. got here at Princeton and compares favorably with anybody that ever played here before I got here. It's a consistent play down through the 4 years he's been here, from the very first minute he starts to practice until he's done. The way he comes out there and shoots every day, you know, shooting practice, you know, by the time some guys take 10 shots, he's already taken 100. You know, he just, you know, just solid all the way around. He's given a great commitment to the game.
Coach, Kit Miller has a higher scoring percentage than Scrabus by a couple of tenths of a point. Who has been more valuable to
you?
Oh,
I could never answer that question. You shouldn't even ask that.
Okay. I would. Well, Bob Scrabus, of course, the captain of the Tigers. I'll answer that one for myself.
Right. But maybe you have a question in reserve, right?
Actually, I did want to touch upon the subject of the Ivy League's automatic bid how it might lose the bid in 1991. Do you have any thoughts about that?
Well, I've been asked that question a lot, and I think myself that it would be a disaster if that this automatic bid were ever revoked, right? You have to have a cross-section of the people who are in the tournament, in the country playing basketball. You've got to have a cross-section of that. And if you get to the point where you're going to just pack this thing in with the power teams, I think you're eliminating the sense of even belonging. This would be grounds for even getting the hell out of the NCAA. What service could they be doing for you? And so I think it would be bad, very bad, not only for our league, but for other leagues that are in comparable positions to ours.
Yeah, obviously the Ivy League doesn't get the respect it deserves from the NCAA officials. Do you think it would be worth maybe changing admission standards or changing recruiting rules for the Ivy Leagues to try and maybe get a little more respect?
Well, I don't know. That would have to come from the founding fathers of the Ivy League. I don't think they would ever accept a coach's viewpoint on that. All right.
Okay,
that's
Coach.
A good question, though. We got to ask that of President Shapiro and the other presidents.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get a few letters about that in the Alumni Weekly. Coach Krill, I'd like to thank you for talking to me and wish you the best of luck against Georgetown.
You know, I just want to say, Jim, that it's nice that we have a radio station here, WPRB, to cover our games. And I don't know what you're going to do in the future. Maybe you want to be a broadcaster and that something like this helps you. Our fans have been really terrific this year, and I feel that in the case of 3 or 4 games where they were responsible for us winning the game, the Harvard game at the end of the season, I thought was noteworthy. There's some at home where you feel like playing the kids. I've never asked the fans to support our team. It's beyond the coaches, to me, purview to do something like that. But I just think that the way they supported the team this year was quite fabulous.
Well, thank you very much,
okay.
Coach. I think WPRB sometimes doesn't get the respect it deserves either. So thank you very much. Once again, that was Tiger head coach Pete Carell. He brings the Princeton Tigers to the NCAA tournament for the 7th time in 22 years. This is Jim Rockus for WPRB Sports.